Thank you very much. We appreciate that a lot. We came a long way today. And you only get to play one set, so we're glad that it's going all right so far. And now we're going to take a big risk. We're going to turn the stage over to these other guys, and I don't know, they might mess it up completely. And then luckily we have a little portion at the end after they're done to come and kind of try to save the show. But I shouldn't be so worried about them, because they've been traveling with us really for quite a while, about 8 years or something like that. And they're a group of older fellas that play a totally different kind of music than bluegrass. I know you've been hearing nothing but pure, strictly bluegrass all day today. Well, actually, maybe a little bit of that new acoustic music. Anybody like the new acoustic music? I'm sure quite a few of you. Well, these guys play something that's the exact opposite, the old electric music. This is a 1930s electric guitar over here. That's one of the oldest you'll ever see being played nowadays. And they have a steel guitar, not a pedal steel guitar, but a steel guitar before the pedal was invented. And one of the guys in the group plays that, and they call it the old Western music, and they've got their own style from the 40s or 50s or whatever you call it back then, in the old days of country music. And they're trying to start all kinds of new trends. In fact, they have a new kind of fan now to rival the Grateful Dead, they think. And they're called, of course, Knuckleheads. That's the Knucklehead salute, I think. I'm not sure. And of course, they're also trying to give some attention to the exact opposite of the young urban professionals of the world, you know, the yuppies. How about for the old rural amateurs? That's one of them. In fact, that's the leader of the group right there. Red's so successful now that he's got his own personal manager. Some guys actually think these people are us, which is really ridiculous.
We're wrapping up. We're ready now.
Okay. All right, Wendell, I got a lot of things to do backstage, so I'm going to let you guys take it over. Please welcome, all the way from the little border town of Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Hey, mighty fine. Thank you so much, mighty fine. And a great big howdy. Appreciate it. We sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Colonel Mel. He's got some of the fine red wine that we have out here. Blush wine. Anyway, that's Colonel Mel Sharpie, my personal manager. Thank you, Colonel Mel, for putting on my guitar. He's brought our price up quite a bit from the first days. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
They're the Trailblazers here, if you're listening to Dancing Pleasure.
Check, 1, 2, check, check, check. Is this on? Chocolate, 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 check, check.
I'll introduce all the guys in just a minute in the band, but I just want to make special mention of our fiddle player, who doesn't sit in with us all the time, doesn't play with us all the time, but it's a rare treat to have him here from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, teaches phys ed and skateboarding down there. He's Waldo's brother. Please make welcome Almost Otto. Almost. All for sure. Almost Otto. He plays a fine fiddle, and he plays it very well.